Hello, and welcome to the Candy Gives podcast. We hope you enjoy this message. For more information about upcoming events, this podcast, and for other resources, visit candygives.com.
Welcome back to the show. We're excited and honored to be with you and that you would join us. We're continuing in January of sort of setting the stage, and the way that I've been viewing it is lacing up my boots and my shoes of peace. I hope you're doing that as well. If you'll remember in week one that aired a couple weeks ago, we talked about the fact that God has given you and your family precious and great promises. And I've asked you and challenged you to write those things down. So many times throughout God's word, he says, set up these stones as a marker to remind yourself and remind your children and your family that I am faithful. And I'm doing that. We've also talked about 2024 being a year of journey. We want to move somewhere. We want to be proactive. We don't want to be reactive. And even though our circumstances aren't changing around us, we don't have to remain stuck in this place. And we can view 2024 as an adventure, because not only has the Lord given us travel partners and buddies, but he himself goes with us and walks with us. And he has placed his spirit inside of us. And he says, it's going to be a difficult journey. This is not a sprint. This is a long hike. And we get to choose what our posture is going to be. So last week, Mal joined us and we talked about getting our eyes up, focusing our eyes on Jesus in every circumstance. In week one, we talked about when the Lord called Abram to move to a land that he did not know. And the Lord said, I'll show you where you're going, but move your feet. And then the word tells us that Abram moved toward Negev. Well, we're moving in 2024 toward his great and precious promises. We're moving toward a divine nature, and we are moving in the knowledge of Jesus, because he has provided for us all that is necessary for life and godliness. So I'm going to read again for us 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 through 11. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to your brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election secure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today I want to talk just a little bit about strengthening your spiritual muscles. So if we're talking about taking a journey, going on an adventure, lacing up our boots of peace, we're walking with Jesus and we're going toward his divine promises, his great promises and a divine nature, we need to throw off the things that hinder us. And we're going to talk some about that in the weeks and months to come. How do we do that? How do we lay our concerns and our cares and our worries at the feet of Christ, and then lift our eyes up, just like we talked last week with Mallory, focus on Jesus and focus on the goal. But also, we've got to build up spiritual muscle, because this is a journey. and we've got to be prepared to take it. And I think it's an incredible picture that the Lord has given us right here in 2 Peter 1 about how to build up those muscles. What are they? Well, they're faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love. So how do we build up those muscles? Well, we have to put them into practice. And we're going to take each one of those muscle groups, those spiritual muscle groups, and we're going to devote a month to each one of those. So February is going to be faith. We're going to be talking about how do we build up and have strong faith muscle for this journey. And you're going to love our guests that we have coming next month. But the only way that we can build muscle is to use it and put it into practice. And so as we address in the coming weeks and months, different current events, different things that are happening in our community, maybe in your family, in the nation, and in the world, as we address those things, we're not going to just lament over, oh my gosh, it's another war. Oh my goodness, another tragedy is happening in our country. But we're going to look at those things and say, how do I, sometimes I think it's very important that we realize we don't have a huge impact on everyone and how they're dealing with the situation. But I have control over how I'm going to respond to a situation. So I have got to start looking at things like, I heard this on the news this morning, and this new evil, this new circumstance has happened. And rather than worry, lament, want to, which is our natural thing, is to pull in everybody, get everybody that I love and I'm responsible for, and let's shield them from the darkness. Well, I'm sorry, guys, pulling in and trying to hide from the darkness. If, and I think this is debatable, there was a time that we could do that, that time is not now. The darkness is the darkness that can be felt, just like Moses described to us in Exodus. You can't hide from it anymore. We're going to take it on. We're not going to do it in fear. We're going to do it in faith. And that is a beautiful thing, that faith is our first muscle group. How do I apply faith, self-control, godliness, perseverance, knowledge to the events that are happening around me? But I have to build up those muscle groups. And if you're an athlete, if you've ever done any kind of workout, you've had a trainer maybe or a coach, I want you to think about that. Those are people in our lives that we respect. We value their input and their opinion. But if you're honest, there were times with your trainer or your coach that you didn't like them. And you didn't understand why you had to do 50 burpees or why you had to run 3 miles or why you had to repeat an activity over and over again because you're out of breath and you're exhausted and you're bruised and your muscles are sore and tired. And it can be easy to regret or come against the process. Well, building spiritual muscle is not much different than that. The only way I can build up my muscles of faith or perseverance or self-control is to put them into practice. And if they're weak, those first few times that I have to put my faith muscles into practice, they get sore. And I don't like it because it's uncomfortable. There was a situation, I think oftentimes, especially as a mom or a grandmother, as a woman, a wife, I might be able to accept myself going through some difficult circumstances. But when it comes to the people that I love, my spouse, my children, my grandchildren, the people that I serve in ministry with, when I see them having to exercise a muscle group and it's hard, that's hard for me to watch. And as I've kind of thought about this, I remember a time my son Jake was pretty little. I think he was about 5. He was small. And my husband Brian is a wonderful teacher. And he is great at not doing something for others, but teaching them how to do it for themselves. And he was a great dad at teaching our boys how to become men. And this one day I look out in the backyard, Jake's about five, and I see Brian hanging these wood pegs at the top of our pretty tall wooden fence. And we have about 10 really long water hoses. And I see Brian hang these pegs, and then I can tell that he has instructed Jake to roll up the water hose and hang them up on these pegs. Well, Brian gives him all the instruction, gives him everything he needs to do it. And then Brian comes in the house, and I'm watching out the window as Jake rolls up these hoses that are big and heavy, and then he literally has to climb the fence with the hose to get up on this peg. And the first one probably takes him 20 or 30 minutes and several attempts to wrap this hose up, climb the fence, hang it on the peg. Well, before he can get up there, it unwraps. He has to come down, retry again, over and over. Well, I am getting angrier and angrier watching him struggle. And I start to go outside and rescue him. And Brian says, do not interrupt the process. Well, the longer I watch, the more upset I am getting at Brian for putting Jake through this. Well, it takes him a good 2 hours to get all of the hoses rolled up, climb the fence, hang them on the peg. Well, this little boy runs into the house at the end of this very strenuous, difficult activity, and he is so excited that he was able to do it. And he was so excited to hear his dad say, "I knew you could do it, and I'm proud of you." And it was a lesson to me that sometimes the best thing that you can do as a mom, as a wife, as a leader, is to allow the Lord to take those that we love through the process, because it is building up muscle. And something that I want you to realize is you can do more than you think you can do. And the Lord knows what you're capable of. He hasn't given you more than you can handle, but He doesn't expect that you are going to maintain the same level of strength, endurance, self-control, faith, perseverance that you had the day that you received Christ. The goal is to move. The goal is to grow. The goal is to be in pursuit of a divine nature, those precious and great promises that He has made to you, for you to develop spiritual muscles, for you to go toward who He has called you to be, because just like 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us, we want to be fruitful. We want to be effective. We want to be productive in this life, because it's a journey and it isn't an easy one, but you can do it, and you were called for such a time as this. I want to read to you another scripture. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 3 through 6. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete." You know, this is a scripture that I pray over my family almost every day. "For though we live in the world, We do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds and arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And as we move into talking about faith, talking about goodness, talking about brotherly love, and bringing in current events and issues that I know that you're dealing with, there are lots of arguments and pretensions that are setting themselves up against the knowledge of God. But I want to remind you, the Lord has equipped you. In 2 Peter 1, he says he has given us everything we need for life and godliness. This chapter 10 of 2 Corinthians says, though we live in this world, we don't fight like the world fights. Our weapons have divine power. You were born for such a time as this, and this is no time to be pulling in and trying to hold up in your home and hide from the darkness. My friends, it is time for you to impact the darkness. And that's what we're after in 2024. We're going on a journey. We're moving toward who God's called us to be. We're building up our spiritual muscles. We got our eyes up. Our eyes are focused firmly on Jesus. We've put our hand in His. We're not in this alone, but we're moving and we're making an impact because we want to be productive and effective and fruitful. And so, God, right now, as we close out January, we thank you, God, that you have prepared us and equipped us. We are taking on 2024. We want to look different at the end of 2024, and we want to show God spiritually that our muscles are stronger. We want to have worn out these boots that we walk in. We want to cover some ground. We know, God, that we're going to face opposition. We know that the ground isn't level, and we are not afraid. In Jesus' name, God, help us to take up these weapons that we fight with. Help us, God, to believe in those great and precious promises that you have made to us. Help us, Lord, to have a knowledge of who you are, Jesus. Your word says that your sheep hear your voice. Help us, God, to have ears to hear. Help us to have eyes to see and a heart that can understand. And help us to be brave enough to take courage, to take joy, and to stand up and say, no more reacting, no more walking in fear, no more bringing it in, but God, we go out and we throw off everything that hinders and entangles us, and we say, we leave it at your feet, Jesus, and we trust you with the things that we cannot control. But God, we will no longer abdicate our authority to control the things that we can control. And we take that authority and we take up these weapons. We will fight for our families. We will stand for truth. We will do it in love and grace. But God, we're coming after you and we're following you on this journey. We love you, God, and we trust you. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So here we go. We've done January. We've got our shoes on. We're on a journey, eyes up, in pursuit of His promises and that divine nature. We're ready for a workout, God, but we're excited about an adventure. Next month, February, we're talking about that spiritual muscle group of faith. You're not going to want to miss our guests. I'll see you on the next episode. I'm with you, and we're praying for you. Well, it's that time of year. The banquet is coming up February 12th. Doors will open at 6 p.m. and you are invited. We're going to have a great evening of celebrating all that the Lord's doing in and through the ministry of Hope Choice, and we want you to join us. It's easy to sign up. It doesn't cost you a thing. You can go to hopechoice.com or email Mallory at mcockrell.com. February 12th, 6 p.m. I hope to see you there.
Yes, and we also want to invite you to download the 1330 app. If you don't know, we have an on-campus ministry called 1330. Yes. And it also, inside our 1330 building, has a full coffee shop. It's conveniently located right off of 4th Street at 201 26th Street. There's tons of free parking in the back, so you don't have to mess with all of the campus parking.
No.
But we also have in the app the ability for you to make a mobile order in the app to the coffee shop.
Mood Changer Tea. That's what you need to go for. It's the best.
That's our favorite. It is a fan favorite. You should try it.
Yes.
But not only will you get ministry updates about 1330, everything the Lord is doing, upcoming events, you'll also have that ability to put in a mobile order or contact us directly if yes. you need anything that we can help you with there at the coffee shop. So come visit us there in Canyon, download the app, and make reservations for banquet on February 12th.
Absolutely.
We'll see you there. You've been listening to the Candy Gibbs Podcast. For more information and other resources, visit candygibbs.com.